Well, can I welcome you all back, colleagues, to this second meeting today of the Committee on Agriculture in special session. This is a dedicated session on public stockholding for food security purposes. And the aim of this meeting, as indicated in the facts, is to advance our discussion on a permanent solution to the public stockholding issue in line with the General Council decision of 27th of November 2014 and following on from the first dedicated session that we had back on the 28th of January 2015. So as you will recall, at the beginning of the first dedicated session, I reminded you all of the Bali mandate, which was, and I quote, to negotiate on an agreement for a permanent solution for the issue of public stockholding for food security purposes for adoption by the 11th Ministerial Conference. Now, in addition to that, by the General Council decision on public stockholding of 27th of November last year, the negotiation on a permanent solution on the issue of public stockholding for food security purposes was to be pursued on priority, and all members accepted to engage constructively, to negotiate and make all concentrated efforts to agree and adopt a permanent solution by the 31st of December 2015. So I would just like to underline that both mandates from Bali and from last November, both in respect of the both post-Bali work program, which we've discussed this morning, as well as the permanent solution for public stockholding, were agreed by all members. Therefore, the responsibility for taking all of these issues forward is one that members collectively share, and I urge everyone to approach this important issue in that light and with a spirit of constructive engagement. Before opening the floor today to give you an opportunity to exercise this responsibility, my intention is to brief members on my recent consultation since the first dedicated session on this issue. Now, in short, my consultations have witnessed a wide gap between the proponents of the G33 proposal, who expect greater engagement and specific inputs from others regarding any concerns they may have, and other members who have expressed concerns about the G33 proposal and who are looking to the G33 members to address those concerns. So it is, in brief, two sides of the same coin. Now, as you know, the G33 proposal aims at improving or extending the policy space for WTO developing members who use or intend to use public stockholding programs for food security purposes. And during my consultations, the G33 has emphasised that the problem that they face here has been acknowledged and that they consider there's a collective responsibility to find a permanent solution. They have suggested that the existing flexibility in the green box with regard to public stockholding programs has been eroded over time, and also suggested that the issue members have to address deals with stockholding of staple food products only. Or they've reminded, I think, members of that requirement. As the G33 members have been waiting for the reactions from others to their proposal, my recent consultations have aimed to provide an opportunity for members to give their reactions. And during those consultations, two broad types of concerns have been expressed by members about the G33 proposal. One element of these concerns has been stated as relating to the impact that the proposal would have on the architecture of the Agreement on Agriculture by transferring market price support to the green box. And a second sort of key theme or element that has come through in those consultations is the question or concerns around unintended consequences, through product being diverted to export markets, or through commercial sales to the domestic market of the country with a public stockholding program, and the impact that this has on the food security of other members. So that's just a general kind of summary of the debate from the two sides of the debate. And I'm not saying that there are just two sides to the debate. There are probably a number of different shadows of grey sort of in between. But that's a kind of a summary of the key things. The ideas expressed so far by non-proponents on how to resolve these issues have been fairly diverse and rather preliminary in nature. And I just mention in passing some of the things that have come up in the consultations, which have included suggestions to find a solution on the basis of an appropriate AMS calculation method with or without associated limits and reduction commitments, which is, of course, an issue related to the broader area of domestic support. Or suggestions have been made in some cases that some of the safeguards included in the Bali language for a temporary solution might provide some inspiration or insights for aspects of a permanent one. Now, it was also suggested by some members that it should be possible to find ways of guaranteeing fair prices for producers and feeding the poor without leading to distortion of markets. So as you can see, the views expressed so far are quite divergent and also rather tentative. There is a clear need, I think, for further consultations aimed at getting deeper into the substance of a possible outcome or landing zone for this issue, and I'm ready and willing to facilitate the further consultations as we proceed. But you know, I think the key ingredient here will be really greater willingness on all sides to engage in order to find any common ground. So I hope we will see a commitment today indicated by the interest that, that members show to advance this. So with that background, I'd like to invite your views and thoughts about the way forward on this issue, including any new contributions or submissions that members may have. And the Secretariat have just informed me that there is a new submission today from the US Job AG37, which I think is available at the end of the room, and it's been circulated, I think, by email to members.